Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, brother, and thank you for tuning into the Word of God through Jesus Christ, Street and Outreach Telecast. This is Apostle Allen E. Coleman, Jr., Apostle of the Word of God through Jesus Christ, Street and Outreach Ministry. We are here this 2:30 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, to fellowship and to drain some more meat from the text of Genesis chapter 24. I'd like to ask you to go there while the Lord is using me to say grace over our morning meal. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for having us handpicked and sat before you. Lord, we are hungry. We're starving. Some of us are going through marital things, or we are in expectation of a mate, or we've just been praying about meeting someone, or someone that's already in our life. We've been praying about all kinds of things, and we just need answers. We thank you that the Bible is so complete that you can read a verse or a passage of scripture, and it will cover many subjects in one chapter. We thank you for the subliminal wisdom that you have in your word and the surface obvious wisdom. We just thank you for everything. Now I ask that you make me usable and use me. Fill me with the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. Give us all a spiritual understanding of your word and a receiving spirit. Feed us, Father, in the name of Jesus. You did the teaching. Let me decrease that you may increase. And thank you for the rhema word and the teaching anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. So you have Genesis chapter 24. That's fine. If you're still looking for it, then go ahead, as the Lord used me to read the description of this lesson. The servant of Abraham was sent on a mission. He was sent to seize a wife for Isaac. He was led by God to consult God in prayer about the mission. So he was focused on his mission. Abraham told him that if the woman won't come back with him, then he, the servant, is released from the mission. Even during the mission, after meeting Rebecca, he still had to consult God. Rebecca was excited about the mission when she heard it. The servant was excited about the mission being a success. But her family wanted her to stay with them for a few more days. Good thing she didn't listen. Good thing the servant remained focused. This is part 3 in the teaching series of trusting God for marriage and the spouse. Grab your Bibles and pens and papers, and let's delve into the Word of God, and let's feast. Genesis chapter 24, starting at verse 28, it says, "And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was, Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah at his sister, when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels and gave straw and provender for the camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath when thou comest to my kindred. And if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin come forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink, and she say to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels, let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebecca came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee, bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, and the men that were with him and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah, and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Father, in Jesus' name, again, please make me usable, use me, and you teach this word, Lord. Minister to your people, so that they might hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto them in the way of encouragement. In Jesus' name, I thank you, and I pray, amen. Amen, 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 amen. The thought that God gave me for this lesson is called to follow God and get your blessing. You have to leave folk behind. The title is, you'll see who's really happy for you being elevated when it's time for you to leave them. This servant was sent on this mission by God through Abraham, all right? God used Abraham to send this servant out on a mission to go and to seize a wife for Isaac, as we've been talking about these last few fellowships. The good thing about this servant is he was very focused. And one of the ways we could tell that is in the scripture when he said in Genesis 24, verse 49, "And now if ye would deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left." He was saying, if you're not going to do what I came to get done, let me know so that I'll know what to do. Because I'm on a mission. I'm focused. God told me something. The Lord revealed something to me. Verses ago, he said to God, "Here I stand right here at the well where the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And when you bless me to meet the wife for my master's son, please, as I say this, let her say that, and then let her say this, and let her do that." And scripture says that before he had finished praying, before he finished talking, the Lord had put everything in motion. Rebecca appeared. He went back home with her after he presented her with this earring and these bracelets. He did this to show her her value. "This is from my master to you." There's some of you out there, the Lord has blessed the moment he blessed you to meet the one that he has for you. In this case, Rebecca got an earring, but in your case, it might have been more. You might have been praying, asking the Lord to bless you with a husband that's in ministry and that has a vision for this kind of ministry or that kind of ministry or something that God put in your spirit to do. And then when you talk to the man of God and he mentioned that this is what God would have me to do, it connected with what God has you doing or will be having you to do. People, listen. There's nothing written, so I'm just going to go as the Holy Ghost lead me. People will try to ride on your blessing. There's some of you sisters that God has blessed you to meet, a man of God, and you and him are establishing everything right now. And while you're looking at him saying, "This man really loves me and cares for me, and God has answered my prayer," there's some of your family members that are going, "Girl, listen, let me tell you something. This man got money, or this man got this, or this man got houses, or he got that. Girl, we're going to get over now, aren't we?" They already plotting on your blessing. And you don't even have that kind of heart. You don't even see that when you look at the man of God. There's some of us men that are in the ministry that have been praying for a wife, and God has put her right in front of us. And other people are plotting on her. "Oh, she can sing. Oh, she can pray. Oh, she can do this. Boy, she look." And, you know, there's some guys that are not, they're not marriage material, and they're not looking for a wife or waiting for a wife, but they just want to be with any woman that they see. And I'm going to be real. They're saying to the men of God, "Man, if I had that, you know what I would do with that?" Because they're plotting. Now, brothers, I tell you, brothers in the ministry, if you know a man that will say that to you and call himself their friend, as the Lord bless you and that sister to grow, keep him and her away from each other. Why? It's not about not trusting her, but that man done already told you what his heart is. This servant was led by God to speak about Rebecca's character before knowing who she was or what she looked like. God already gave him a spiritual description. The Lord has given us a spiritual description of our mates. He told us what our mates are going to be like. The Lord is telling me right this second that old cliche about a woman has to be so deep in Christ that a man will have to be in the Lord to see her, that's accurate and true. And if a woman is deep in Christ, listen to this. Catch this revelation, sisters. And the Lord bless a man of God that's walking with God, that's strong in the Lord, that's powerful in the Lord. If the Lord blessed him to notice you and you're hidden in Christ, then there's something about you that this man adores. That is a blessed thing. Brethren, the Lord put it in my spirit to tell you again, men of God, there is nothing wrong with noticing the daughters of God. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't let anyone tell you you're wrong or you just chase women. You're no good, because every time I turn around, you're noticing this woman and that woman. There's a difference. When it's a man of the world, he's only looking at her for one thing, and that's all he wants. He don't want nothing else but that one thing, and he will go through all kinds of obstacle courses and techniques and Olympics to get what he wants from that woman. And some men will even come under the guise of being in ministry. Some will even come using the name of the Lord, just like some sisters will, to get what they want, to gratify their flesh. But the man of God looks at you and sees who you are in the Lord. He looks at you and sees where you're going to be later on 5 years at this time. This servant knew that he had to bring some quality back to his master's son. And let's go further. Let's go further so we can drain this little bit right here. This is very important. After he then showed the family she'll be well taken care of, after he shared gifts with the family as a way of saying, thank you for the blessing that you have provided for my master's son, in the fact that this daughter came from the family, so I'm showing the daughter that we are going to compliment her family for allowing her to come with him, that, you know, she's going to be taken care of. It's a thing of, not a thing of materialisticness, but what it is a thing of showing the family, look, she's going to be straight. I'm going to be a blessing to you to show you how straight she's going to be, how cared for she's going to be. So that way you don't have to worry about her. Just send us on our way with your blessing to my master. Verse 54. In verse 55, it says that her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. Now, in the dictionary, a few is 3. The mother then jumped from 3 to 10. But the funny part is, if you look a little ways before that, he told them what his mission was. Listen, some of you sisters have met men that are in the season of waiting for a wife. They told you what their mission was. It's a blessing when the men of God say, you're much more valuable than just being a friend. You are wife material. That's a blessing. He's not wrong for saying that. The Holy Ghost is allowing him to see your value. They heard his mission. They were cool with it. They let him stay the night, him and the friends that were with him. They provided food for the animals and water for the animals. Everything was all set. And now he's getting ready to leave the next day. And he said, send me away unto my master. And her family just blocked everything. No, we're going to let her. See, now the night didn't pass. They didn't have time to think about it. Some of you that have told your family you're getting married, they didn't have time to think about it. Some of you that have told your family you're leaving that state and going to another state to be with the mate God bless you with, they didn't have time to think about it. The people you told, the ministry you told, the person that's over the ministry, you done told them that God has joined you with somebody, and now instead of you being on the bench, now you're going with the person God, the man of God that the Lord has given you to. This is for the women. The men of God that the Lord has given you to, you're going to join your husband to be in the ministry. And the pastor had time to think about it, call you or message you or send you a Facebook inbox message trying to be deep, or have other members that you respect and that seem to be friendly with you sit down and talk to you and say, stay a little while longer. Maybe you shouldn't leave right now. This brother, in verse 56, he said, hinder me not, seeing the Lord has prospered my way. See, this servant was focused. He everything checked out. It was proof that God put him and this woman in each other's path so that he can bring her back to go and be with his master's son. some of you, when you look at how God moved between you two, it's proof that he put y'all together. It's proof. The man is everything that you need, sister, and everything you've been praying about, you see it in the man of God. The woman is everything you need, man of God. And as you've been praying to God for that wife, the Lord put her in front of you and allowed you to see she has the qualities. She has the character. She's the one. And as long as both of you see that, don't let no one interrupt what God has confirmed to you too. To both of you. It doesn't matter who it is. And for you leaders, you ministers that are listening to this broadcast that are in the erroneous habit of telling the congregation that God is going to talk to you about their life before he talks to them, the devil is a liar and so are you. Because God is our personal Savior. And when a person is filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, and they are connected to the God of heaven, they don't need to come to you to hear from God because they have a relationship with him. God will not allow us to be trapped or tricked. That's why it's important to consult God before you let anyone into your life. Or before you accept any counsel from anyone about your life. If it doesn't line up with the word, it's not God. So the servant said, don't hinder me. I see that God already, he worked it out. He put everything together. I saw the handwriting on the wall. This is nobody but God. Send me away that I may go to my master. I have to go and show that I completed the mission. When they saw this brother was serious, they called Rebecca and said unto her, will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. That's verse 58. Now listen, women of God. Listen, you got to catch this revelation. A lot of people have seen you struggle. Listen to this message. They've seen you struggle. They've seen you be alone for many, many years or weeks or months. They've seen this. They've seen you be abused. They've seen you be hurt. They've seen you be lied to. There's people that are close to you that you have shared your testimony with and how God brought you out. And they were saying, I will be glad when God bless you. And now that God is blessing you, now that he has opened the door, now that he has you on the catapult so he can flick you ahead some spaces. They're looking at what you brought to their life, and they're saying, won't you just wait? They saw you go. And they kept calling you. How you doing? Because they waiting to hear a bad report. They waiting to hear you say, oh, it's not what I thought it was going to be. But instead of them hearing that, they hear how happy you are. So the devil, who's a master of the past to some degree, he's using them to bring up things you used to like because he wants to lure you. He wants to lure you out of your present and stop you from going in your future by reminding you of the past to bring you backward. Remember when we used to eat at such and such a place? Remember when we used to go to such and such a place? Well, do they have that shopping center there or they don't? Oh, they like it is here. You remember how it was here, how we used to do this and used to do that. And the devil knows that for some people, that's all it took. Because when he's able to mess with your mind, when a lot of people say, oh, you've been on my mind, and you know, you called me. Wow, you was in my mind. Listen, let me say it this way as God give it to me. The Lord talks to your spirit. He covers your mind with the helmet of salvation. But when it comes to talking, God talks to your spirit. Jesus informed the people, the woman at the well, by saying, Father's looking for those to worship him in spirit and in truth. spirit, deep from within, in your inward man, your spirit man. Your mind is where the enemy operates in order to get you to think of sinful things. And then when it is conceived, then it brings about death. The enemy talks in your mind. The Lord talks in your spirit. This is why your mind and your spirit go against each other. You could love somebody with your heart, and your mind, you'll be thinking all kinds of bad things about them. And you could be thinking that they can't be trusted. Notice that. Thinking that they can't be trusted. Or thinking that they want somebody else. Or thinking they don't want you. All of this is intellect. All this is dealing with the mind. And then you could find out you're wrong. The enemy was trying to throw you. So they asked her, will you go with him? All of heaven was waiting for her response. God already blessed them to meet. God confirmed what the servant was used by God to pray. The woman, I'm sure, had all night, Rebecca, all night to sleep and look forward to this elevation, maybe looking at her earrings, maybe looking at her bracelets, not saying that I'm a diva. She couldn't have been saying that because there ain't no divas in the kingdom. God has no divas as daughters. But she could have been looking at all this saying, the Lord is going to bless me. He's blessing me. I'll be straight. I'll be taken care of. And listen, it's not that she wasn't used to working for what she got, because if you remember earlier in this chapter, when she fed the animals, she did all of that. The brother said in verse 22, and it came to pass as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a shekel, of half a shekel weight, and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. He gave her these to reward her for how she was a blessing. So Rebecca wasn't no slouch. She wasn't a moocher. She wasn't lazy. She was industrious. She knew how to allow God to use her gifts, and the Lord provided through that. So she looked at how the Lord got her in position to bless her. The spiritual drum roll was going. The enemy had used the people around her to try to influence her. Again, there's some of you that God, I mean, you know, listen, God said, there's some of you that will be married by the end of this year if you just get these people out of your business. If you just get them out of your life. If you just tell the family, listen, I'll get up with y'all. Sometimes you got to let God bring you away and so he could bless you and then bring you back in front of the people that you were around so that way they don't have an opportunity to mess up your blessing. All right? Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. I will go. Verse 59, they had no choice. It says, and they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. Verse 60, this very important part, and they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. They spoke blessing. When this servant says, send me away, he was talking about, bless our trip. See, I'm going to go regardless. But you have an opportunity to be a blessing and send us away. And when they asked her, are you going to go? Are you going to leave? She said, yes. And when they saw that she, out of her own mouth, agreed with the blessing of God, then they had no choice except to bless her. And they acknowledge that, yeah, you're our sister, but may the Lord bless you to be the mother of millions, of thousands of millions. And let your offspring, let it possess the gate of those which hate him. Everyone that's going to be against you and your family, may your offspring possess their gate. Glory to God. The Lord is speaking blessing over someone's steps right now. He's blessed you. Brothers, let's just trust God. Every last one of us men of God that are praying for a wife, God has already sent her in our direction. To some of us, we've already met her. And we have to wait for her to see it. We have to wait for her to hear God. Now, you brothers in the ministry, you're going to catch this revelation. I know you are, because God said you would. He told me to say this. Listen to this. We have to stand and fight and pray. Never mind what she says. Never mind. She could be saying, I'm not going to marry you. She could be saying, no, I'm not the one for you. She could be trying to give you 1,000 reasons not to allow her in your life. Now, this is where you have to be wise, because you have to ask God, Lord, now, there's only 3 people that could be talking, saying this. Either God will talk through her, or the enemy will talk through her, or she will speak from her heart. Now, if God has given her what to say, and she agrees with God, then what the Word of God says, what the Holy Ghost says, and what the woman says from her heart will all line up and match, while the enemy is saying the opposite. But if God says, notice her, I will bless you on her to be married if she let me. If God says that, and then she says, listen, I'm not your wife, I'm not going to marry you, then that's not God talking. He told you what his will was, but he allows us. He allows us to say, I agree with God or I don't. When they asked Rebecca, will you go? She said yes. Now, if she said no, then the servant would have just had to go back and been released from his mission. But he consulted God. And he was used by God to pray. And as he was praying about this mission, God answered the prayer before he even finished talking. So the servant knew that where he was going and what he was going to do was going to be successful. Why? Because the Lord was leading him. We need to let the Lord lead us. Let's pray. In Jesus' name. Lord, please tell me what to say to close this show out. Some of us men, you have blessed with wives already. Some of us, you have blessed to meet our wives. Some of us, you haven't blessed to meet them yet, but you have us in position waiting, and you've been saying, here she comes. Keep your eye open. Keep your ears open. Father, please keep us in position so we can receive the blessing. And we ask that you steer our wives to us. Lord, humble the women of God so that they can come to the man of God as Ruth did, so that they can come to the man of God as Rebecca did. Bring her to us men of God as you did with Eve to Adam. And bless the covenant. Please, Father, bless the covenant. We plead the blood against every word that come against the covenant. We ask that you show our mates, those that are not for them being blessed, those that are telling them, don't do it, don't go, don't this, don't that, and it's not you telling them to say that, expose them, snatch the cover off. Even with the women of God that are in the ministry, the husbands you have for them that just don't seem to have a clue, bless them men to see the wife you have for them. Just put it all together. We thank you for this series. Let this answer someone's question. Let it shine some light on the situation. Oh, we give you all the glory, the thanks, and the praise. In Jesus' name we thank you and we pray. Amen. Brethren, keep on with your fast. Keep on with your praying. The Lord says stay in his face. You can call the Ministry for Prayer 203-745-8162, 24 hours a day. This ministry is always open to receive your phone call. Look on my Facebook link and you will see the website link that you can write your prayer request and send it to. Also, if you go on our ministry's website, you'll see the mailing address where you can mail your prayer request to. There's also a link on the ministry's website where you can share a love offering of any amount to be a blessing to the ministry, the projects, and the work of the ministry. We love you. And listen, this is the season for marriage. It's in the air. It's in the spirit realm and in the earth realm. And God doesn't want us to be alone. He doesn't. Let the Lord bless you. Let him bless you. He wants to. Don't worry about what nobody else say. If you've heard God say that this is your mate, then hold God to it. Just stay in prayer. Stay on your fast. If you're already married and you're going through problems, stay on your fast or go on a fast and stay in prayer. If the marriage you're in is troublesome and you know God put y'all two together and you need someone to pray with you, you can call the ministry, 203-745-8162. The ministry is open 24 hours a day. If you're a woman that have been waiting 10 years for your husband to come back home, or ex-husband, I say ex because if he's married and got kids with somebody else and you think God is telling you to stay there and take that and receive sloppy seconds, that's not God. He will not tell you to receive sloppy seconds from somebody that got what's yours. He's not going to do that. If the husband is struggling with being monogamous and he's struggling with being in the house, that's a whole different thing. You have a right and position to pray over him that he stop running. And it's the same way for you brothers. But if the mate has gone on and got married to someone else and is establishing a family with them, that's a deep thing. And if I were you, I would just go to God and ask him to give you strength, wisdom, and understanding. But don't let the enemy try to hold you in bondage by him twisting the word and using the truth in unrighteousness. God doesn't want you tormented. He don't want you suffering and crying and hurt and you putting your life on hold for 10, 15, 20 years for somebody that's showing you they don't want you. That's not God. And I'll tell you that in love. Call the ministry, 203-745-8162. I love you. I love you all. This ministry loves you. We're standing with every one of you. Whoever is listening to this broadcast, I may not know who you are, but God does. And I'm going to say this, we are standing with every last one of you in prayer. Until the next fellowship, God bless you. We are going to come back with a part four. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be awesome because we are going to drain this 24th chapter of Genesis. Actually, there's only 7 more verses left of this chapter, and we're going to cover that in the next lesson. And you don't want to miss it. You really don't. Then we'll do the recap. I love you. God bless you. Stay encouraged. This is Apostle Alan E. Coleman Jr. saying, in Jesus' name, until the next time, peace be with you.